Danny, it's Mike. So my unwritten rule for life that we should all be following is that you let other people get out of the elevator or exit the bus, the train at the airport, etc., before you get on. Otherwise, you're colliding into each other, and that wasn't cool even before there was such a thing as distancing.
Yeah, it's always polite to let someone, you know, go through a door or exit before you enter, you know, even if it's not even transportation. If you're just going to, like, a coffee shop, open the door, let the person come out, you go in. That's just, seems like it should just be standard. You're right. That's definitely a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Hi, I have a great unwritten rule.
Okay.
In a place of business, and your phone rings, and there's a clerk helping you, you don't answer it.
Yeah. Yeah, do not talk on the phone when you are being served at a restaurant or ordering something from a, you know, a grocery stand or whatever it is. You're interacting with someone in person. You don't stop that to be on the phone. You can call them back or text them or whatever later.
Absolutely. It happens to me all the time, and it drives me batty.
So rude. All right. Thanks for your call.
So rude. Sure. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, good morning, The River. Tell me one unwritten law that you live by, that everyone should live by.
One of my, oh my gosh, biggest pet peeves is when people sit in my passenger seat and I haven't moved everything. Don't sit in somebody's passenger seat if you haven't moved everything away. People sit on all my stuff.
Who does
Very
that?
Very frustrating. All my friends. All
really?
My dad and my friends. There's like receipts and I mean stuff. I don't get it.
They don't want the most comfortable sitting experience. They'd rather just sit on your old McDonald's cups.
Exactly. I'm like, let me move everything. You get to find the seatbelt and everything. I don't get it.
I've never heard of that before. That's crazy talk.
Yes, exactly. Well, I'm glad that you wouldn't do that in my car.
I would absolutely not. I would stand there and wait patiently. And I'd even offer to help, really.
Oh, see? Exactly.